Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
And welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. We have a really fantastic show today. Well, every show is fantastic, really. My guest today has over 25 plus years of experience as a teacher in both public schools and Montessori. After being introduced to Reiki in 2012, she decided to take her teaching experience in a new direction and become a Reiki master teacher. In September of 2016, she opened her own practice in Norwell, and I'm very excited to introduce you to her today, Phyllis Simonetta. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. I'm so happy to be here.
And I said your name right.
You did.
I pronounced it right.
I am impressed.
Okay. Well, you know, I want to make sure.
You got it.
You are so much fun. We're going to have fun already. This is great. Now, tell me about your teaching history, because you have a ton of years experience in all these schools. What grades?
Right. So I taught first grade for a number of years, and then I switched over to Montessori teaching, and I taught multi-age classroom grades 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. All right. So for a long time.
Yes, a long time. And I actually realized that my teaching even goes before that. When I was going through college, I actually was a teacher trainer in a restaurant, and then I was a preschool teacher trainer, and my first job out of college was teaching young women and adolescents about family planning. So my teaching really has lots of different avenues.
And you are a mother.
And I am a mother.
And that is, all mothers are teachers just by nature.
Every day.
You know, you can't help that. So to all these years of experience, when did you decide you wanted to transition and become a Reiki master teacher?
Well, Reiki finds you when you need it.
Really interesting.
Yeah, well, and that's pretty much what happened. I had been introduced to Reiki a couple times during my life, but I didn't really get it.
Yeah.
So I think it
me
was
too.
Just, okay, all right,
so
you know
far,
what I mean.
So far, me too. I'm not quite sure. Like, I love energy.
Right.
I'm all about energy. But so you didn't really get it. You weren't quite
hooked on it. I didn't know about it. So I think that was the tease. I think it was sort of the, hi, I'm here if you need me, but you're not quite ready for me. So then.
Oh, that's funny.
It is, I know. It's true. I'm living proof of that. So in 2012, that was kind of my turning point, although at the time I didn't know it was my turning point for Reiki.
So you were introduced to it. Did you take a class?
I didn't.
You had a session.
I had a couple different sessions from people. And then I think a few years probably went by.
Huh.
And then my best friend actually became a Reiki master teacher. And in 2012, during the summertime, I started to go through a rough patch, which what I realized was me sort of waking up to the energies around me. And through Reiki, Reiki began to heal me.
Oh, my God. So many thoughts are going through my head right now. So a rough patch. Mm-hmm. And then it was, say this again, you were awakened to the energy around you.
Right, right. I realized, I sort of woke up from my cocoon and realized that there was more to my life and more to my life purpose, and I needed to do healing. I was someone who kind of always lived in the past and the future, but not in the present. Oh. And so Reiki really helped me heal what needed to be healed in order to be in the present and then move forward. And I thought, if this Reiki energy can make me feel this amazing, then I need to share it with the world.
Wow. Okay. But you were still in the present when you were teaching.
I was still in the present when I was teaching.
Because you have to be present in the class.
Exactly. That's
so
true.
Right? But you're always thinking about what you did before and what you're going to do next.
Yes.
That kind of thing. That stuff was always going through your head.
Exactly. Always wondering what if, or could this have been done differently, or what am I supposed to be doing?
So you weren't really burned out as a teacher.
No, I wasn't burned out as a teacher.
Not even a school teacher.
No.
You just sort of had this opportunity to shift.
It was a transformation.
Wow.
It was a transformation, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, so you opened in your location in September of 2016.
Correct.
Why did you open your own place? Why not just, I don't know, why was it important to you to have your own studio, your own space?
It became part of my own life purpose. Part of it was the Reiki showing me or letting me know, you know what, you can do this. This is what you want to do.
You're probably a natural born leader because you're a teacher.
Right. So you know, it was a natural transition to doing that.
Yeah.
You know, September seemed like a natural transition because school always starts in September. So I had the summer to prepare and, you know, school ends
so
in June.
Sweet.
And
then, we should have played the September song in the show today. Oh. That would have been great. Oh. Well, now, so tell me, what does it mean to be attuned?
Okay. So attuned means that you have, this is when you take a class. When you're attuned, it means the Reiki energy is placed in your energy field so that you can then give Reiki to other people.
Oh, so that's how you become the Reiki master teacher.
Right.
You have a lot of accolades, like I was, a lot of credentials and stuff, and I didn't really pour all of that into the intro, but
right.
Do you want to talk about some of those?
Sure. Well, there's different, well, for, as far as Reiki, there are different levels of Reiki, so it's like Reiki level 1, 2, advanced Reiki training, and then Reiki master teacher.
Okay.
And so I went up the line and I did each level, and each time I did another level, I was compelled and really encouraged to just keep going. Like I couldn't stop. Like it was something in me was like, this is what I need to do. I need to keep going. I need to keep going.
Uncontrolled desire.
Yes,
to
exactly.
Go for your destiny.
Correct.
Okay. Wow. And that little intro song was Destiny.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now, what do we really need to know firsthand? What does somebody like a new person really, what's the key element or the key thing to understand?
So the key thing to understand about Reiki is that Reiki is really a personalized energy healing system. So when you receive Reiki, it helps you feel better, and who does not like to feel better?
Yeah.
You know, that's just sort of the general overall blanket of what does Reiki do. Reiki does so much more to help you feel good. It helps balance your peace of mind. It helps calm you. It helps aches and pains, headaches.
So it's aches and pains. It's not somebody that needs to have back surgery or anything major. It's the overall well-being.
It's the overall well-being. The one thing to know is that Reiki does not take the place of proper medical care.
Yeah.
It's complementary.
Okay.
So it can help you in your own personal healing journey.
Okay.
And you know, we both like the word empowering.
Yes.
So Reiki is empowering.
Okay.
Because it puts the healing in your hands.
Okay.
And in the Reiki practitioner's
hands. What about
hands?
Somebody that's going through radiation or any kind of things like that? Would Reiki help them through that journey?
Yes. Reiki is used in hospitals. Reiki is used for cancer treatment.
Really?
Yeah. I had somebody the other day.
So it's really powerful.
It is very powerful.
Because it has a lot to do with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do have something physical that is an ailment or a condition or a disease, when you sort of go about it with your mind, you can conquer
yes.
some of those issues.
Absolutely.
And almost eliminate them.
You sure can.
I feel like I've heard stories of people that have you know, healed their own life.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, and Louise Hay, yes. I gotta find my book. I can't find my book.
Oh, you all can is well.
You can heal your body. Yes. I'm still looking okay. in my basement.
It's a good one.
It's there somewhere. All right, we gotta go to break. My guest is Phyllis Simonetta, and you can go to openwingshealing.com for more information about her classes and Reiki sessions. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
The spring market is back, and RE/MAX Spectrum, your hometown realtor, is here for you. Let them help you make your move. With 5 RE/MAX Spectrum office locations throughout Plymouth, Bristol, and Barnstable counties, this team of real estate professionals is highly trained and personable to guide you along your journey. And RE/MAX Spectrum is all about community. Look for their RE/MAX Spectrum magazine that's delivered to over 30,000 homes on the South Shore quarterly. Contact an office today at spectrumlistings.com.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Lanchester with EverythingYouWishFor.com. Powerful Women Revealed helped me capture my personal and professional story in an inspirational interview with very generous airtime. I personally had my own radio show right here on WATD, and I know the value of how radio can help you in your business. Nicole Perry takes the marketing even further with a podcast, website, and tons of social media marketing. The clients I've received since airing are of high quality and are actively referring me. Take advantage of effective and powerful marketing with Nicole Perry at Powerful Women Revealed.
I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay. And not to worry, cause worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. I won't be made useless, won't be idle with despair. I'll gather myself around my faith, the light, the darkness most fear. Steal your laughter, and heartache came to visit me, but I knew it wasn't ever after. We'll fight, not out of spite, but someone must stand up for what's right.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Phyllis Simonetta, and openwingshealing.com is her website. You can go there for more information about all of the classes and everything. Love the song,
I know,
Hands by Jewel. Now, so you are using your hands, but there's touch Reiki and there's not touch Reiki or non-touching Reiki or...
Correct. It kind of goes together. There's certain hand placements that can be done for the Reiki, and then there's also an intuitive approach where you just kind of go where you're guided. Either way, the energy works. The idea is that you don't actually have to be touching the body for the healing energy to come through.
I think that is just phenomenal.
It's magical. I know.
So...
I know.
So we're not being fixed.
Right.
So we're I guess that word attunement is coming to mind again.
Right.
So it's you, the energy is coming through your hand, but
I know. How does it work, right?
Right.
How does it work? So here's, I actually read this in a children's book, and I can't recall the name of it off the top of my head, but.
You have a whole list of books on your website, too.
Yes, and it's on there.
It's on there.
It's
okay.
on there. It's under the children's book section.
Okay.
I love
All
those
right.
books. So essentially, the way to think of Reiki is that the energy comes from source energy. It's kind of like the power company, and we get our electricity through the power company. So source energy is the power company. I would be, or the Reiki practitioner would be the cable wire where the energy comes
so
through.
So you're like, there's the Comcast and then there's the TV.
Yes.
you're like the TV.
That's a way to look at it. Yes, exactly. You turn.
Sorry, I'm being silly, but
no, but I love it. That's even better than the light bulb analogy I was just going to give. But you, so instead of turning, well, you're turning on the TV. So that would, I would be turning on the TV, activating the Reiki energy for you in your energy
oh,
system.
Oh, and then we're the watchers,
and right,
or the listeners, or whatever
like that.
Okay, all right. It's just so fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm almost. Speechless.
Right.
Like I'm almost don't even know what to ask because there's so many questions.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that the best way to understand Reiki is to really have it because it's such a personalized energy healing system that, you know, we're having this, you know, great conversation about Reiki, but somebody still might be thinking, I don't know. I don't get it. Well, come on over.
Well,
come experience
so
it.
So it's body, mind, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have to be a spiritual person in order to receive Reiki?
You do not. You
do only you have to believe in it?
Actually, you don't have to believe in it. And this
really?
Is, right, and this is why. Because Reiki respects free will. If you do not want Reiki, Reiki will not come to you. You
oh.
can say no Reiki. So you can only receive Reiki if you want it.
Okay, so if you go for a session and you're, if, maybe if somebody's skeptical, it won't work?
Well, you can be skeptical, but you can say, you know what? I'm willing to give this a try.
And that means you're open.
That's free will.
That's
exactly.
free will.
So then by the end of your session, I guarantee you're going to say, okay, there's something to this.
Okay. Now tell me about what you did for the, so let me just back up for a
okay.
second. So one day we were at a meeting, Work It Wednesday, I think,
mm-hmm.
and you handed me a little sachet.
Oh, right.
Little, how do you say, sachet?
I think it's, a sachet.
A little thing.
A little origami thingy.
Yeah, with lavender in it.
Yes.
And I'm sniffing it because lavender is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I love lavender. And you're like, oh, and it's Reiki infused. And I told that story to my husband, and he's like, that is a really cool word, infused.
It is awesome.
Right? So now I have energy-infused radio on my business cards because I love the word because I'm fascinated with all these cool words and meanings and all of that. Tell me what you did to the radio show today. What are you doing to the show?
I Reiki'd the show.
You're Reikiing the show. You Reiki infused the radio show.
Exactly. So I sent Reiki to this radio show for when we were actually going to be recording and on air. And what that means is Reiki can be infused in every part of your life. And because Reiki, you don't have to be in person to receive Reiki, which is also another conceptual piece, which is a little bit hard to wrap your head around. And I wouldn't have believed it until I experienced it myself. So what that means is that we're right now in the linear time. Reiki comes from a place where there is no time and space. So if you are Reiki attuned, then you can actually use the symbols and send the Reiki to where you want it to go. And I have done that countless times. I have sent Reiki to my family. I have sent Reiki to friends. I have sent Reiki to situations ahead of time to ensure that they are smooth. And since Reiki...
Really?
Reiki is very intelligent. It knows what to do. And I know it sounds funny to think about this invisible force field being like intelligent, but it's source energy and it comes through and it just does what needs to be done.
You have these little cards here on the table. I know we're radio and we're not video today, but who are these? Where does Reiki come from?
Okay, so first it's good to know that Reiki energy has been around forever. So I like to, I used to have an ice cream analogy that I like to use. So there's lots of different channels or lineages of Reiki.
Okay.
So kind of like ice cream. Ice cream is ice cream, but there's lots of different flavors. There's, Rocky Road, then there's coconut, and then there's ice cream made with almond. You go to whatever you're drawn to.
Oh.
Ice cream is delicious.
Okay.
So it's kind of the same.
Unless you're lactose intolerant.
Right. And then you go for the coconut ice cream or the new Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Yes.
So Reiki pulls you up. Actually, you gravitate to whatever you're drawn to. So this particular lineage is Usui Reiki, and then it's been upgraded recently to Holy Fire Usui Reiki.
Oh, so this is the U-S-U-I.
Yes.
And you pronounce it Usui.
People pronounce it differently. Usui is the best way I know. So Usui Sensei. Sensei means teacher in Japanese.
Okay.
He is the one who is in charge, who began this lineage, which is really less than 100 years old. He kind of found it, or it found him, as Reiki does, in 1922.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to go to a break. But before we do, I want, because we were going to talk about this in the next segment. So we'll dip into that a little bit more.
Okay.
But I want to know what happened in that transition. You said you were going through a period of time.
Yeah.
What was happening to you?
So what was happening is the school year ended. And usually at the end of the school year, there's a period of time where it's just sort of like, okay, got through the year, did it. And this particular year, that feeling never went away. And then I realized that something else was going on.
So the whole summer.
So the whole summer, I experienced really like acute anxiety and depression that I had never experienced before.
Huh.
And so I turned to Reiki. And Reiki really, along with a number of other things, really helped me on my path. It helped me be in the now. It helped me heal myself. Hmm. And it really helped empower me.
And it's really great because it's you can perform Reiki sessions with children who might need to be more calm and might need to concentrate better.
Right. Absolutely.
So the same thing. It eliminates, helps eliminate the anxiety or depression.
Yeah. Children. Okay. Children are very, very agreeable to Reiki. They really take it in.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to go to break. Okay. My guest is Phyllis Simonetta. You can go to openwingshealing.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you recently engaged or planning a wedding? You can have a joyful experience planning a wedding with the perfect plan right by your side, tucking in every single detail. With over 17 years of experience, the perfect plan is your navigation expert. The perfect plan has the connections and the experience to not only perform, but to exceed your expectations. The perfect plan, your direction, our passion and knowledge. Begin your journey with us. Contact theperfectplanweddings.com today.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's S-P-R-O-U-T, DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
When you fall asleep inside my arms, may not have the fancy things, but I'll give you everything you could ever want. It's in my arms. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. Your side. If I can't find the cure, I'll fix you with my love. No matter what you know, I'll fix you with my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna heal you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise I'll be the cure.
babe. Close your eyes, I'll sing your favorite song. I wrote you this lullaby. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Anything you want could not be wrong. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Phyllis Simonetta. And I just said over the break, I feel like I should be teaching Reiki because I'm all about energy.
Yes.
And I feel like I don't know. I'm drawn to it. I'm definitely drawn to
good
it.
Good sign.
It's a good, and I'm reading, so I just jotted down the definition of Reiki, and it's all about channeling energy. And, and activating natural healing processes. And I'm forever, every day. I mean, I'm not the most healthy person in the world, but for every day, I'm always trying to find different things to be healthier, to right. do healthier, to make healthier choices, mm-hmm. you know? So I feel like I would be perfect for
you
this.
You'd be an ideal candidate.
And I love that she says in the song, this is The Cure, the new song by Lady Gaga. I love it.
Yeah.
Love her whole new, you know, she's getting older. She's got a new look, new
yes,
vibe.
Yes.
But it says, I'm, you know, and if you say you're okay, I'm going to heal you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that because I feel like that's what you're doing as a teacher.
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
It is.
It's powerful, but gentle.
It is powerful and gentle because Reiki gives you what you need. Whatever you need at that moment is what it heals. And every session that you have is different than the session before. Every time you go to a different Reiki practitioner, it's different because every moment is a new moment. It's always healing the now. So
every, does it like build on it?
It builds. It's so if you know, if we get to a point in life where we're kind of like a tipped scale and the Reiki energy just sort of brings us back up to balance so that we're even all around, that we're well balanced, it helps us make better decisions. It infuses itself in every part of your life. You
I
know?
Love that you said balance because in today's world, there's so much unbalance, imbalance.
Right.
And you even said to me, on the phone. No, I read it on your website.
Mm-hmm.
The world needs this new Reiki. What is this new? The Holy Fire Reiki.
Right. So the Holy Fire Reiki is an upgrade from the Usui Reiki. So it's Usui Holy Fire Reiki. And it was channeled to William Rand in 2014 because the world is ready for it. And what that means is in...
That's a very powerful statement.
It is. And my understanding of it is that as we evolve in humanity, we are given gifts of healing to help us along our own journey. And so... You know, where there are so many different flavors or brands of Reiki energy,
mm-hmm.
it's all good Reiki energy. You just get drawn to what is best for you at the time.
Hmm. And I love that you can build on it.
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing with companies?
Oh, this is so great. So twice a month, I work with Whole Foods and I go in and I offer them Reiki. I offer customers and staff Reiki. So the first two Tuesdays of each month. So it's a great, I love to go into companies. And so in other words, if there's, you have an employee appreciation day and you know, you're taking care of your employees, I'm a perfect person to call because I can come in and I give mini Reiki sessions. You know, the company pays me.
Yes.
The individual employees don't have to pay.
I think that's fantastic.
You know, when I do that, they're little short 15-minute segments, but everyone walks away with what I call like the happy Reiki glow. It's like being wrapped up in a warm blanket of sunshine.
Real. Oh my God. You know, I told you, I said, I don't need to have any Reiki with you before we do the radio show because I didn't need to have a session in order to have this organic conversation.
Right.
But I feel like I want a session just because of everything that you're telling me and everything we're discussing. I just want a session.
Right.
Now, how do you know, like when the person's laying on the table, you mm-hmm. start at their head, their shoulders, you work their feet. How do you know where to put your hands?
Well, there's certain protocol for the head area, abdomen area, and feet area. And as I mentioned earlier, there's also an intuitive piece. So I just sort of surrender to the Holy Fire Reiki and let it guide me. So sometimes I start at the head. Usually I start at the head. Sometimes I'll go to the feet, then back to the abdomen area, the heart area. Sometimes all all the work is done up above, because we're all made of energy. The world is made of energy.
Yes.
And we have a big energy field around us.
And so energy has to go somewhere.
It does have to go somewhere.
My friend Lisa taught me that, and
yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
And so you're just taking positive energy,
mm-hmm.
positive vibe energy.
Moving out the old energy.
Oh, so you're moving out the old energy first.
Moving out the old stuck energies. Well, that's what the Reiki does, is you're being infused. There's that word again. I love that word. You got me stuck on it. You really are being infused with the good Reiki juju and the old stuff that you don't need. That
juju?
No juice. I know.
I hope you didn't say doo-doo.
No, I did not. Sorry.
So you're channeling out. Mm-hmm. You're moving. You're shifting out the
right.
old negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
I know.
What do you love the most about teaching a Reiki class? And what do you love the most? Because you teach classes.
Right.
So
correct.
That other people can learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you love the most about performing a session?
I love seeing the transformation of how somebody feels when they walk in to when they leave.
Oh, it's a huge difference.
It's huge. And there are often times where it's subtle, but I can see it. And then when they keep coming back, they
yes.
notice how it builds.
Oh, okay.
And it's, you know, as the Reiki practitioner, I can kind of intuit like, okay, you know what? This person's just released a lot of energy, or, you know, this person's, you know, feeling pretty good, or they're leaving with a smile on their face, which maybe they
yes.
didn't have when they came in.
And I see, I'm very intuitive too.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I would be good at this.
Yes.
But I mean, I already have a job, so I can't.
Yeah, you know what?
I can't just open up a Reiki place and start my own Reiki.
I don't know, Nicole.
Then we would be competing against each other, and we don't want that.
No. Actually, the more Reiki practitioners, the better. And that's one of the things. I'm actually glad that you said that, because there really can't be any competition in the world of Reiki, because, you know, I take my job pretty light, but seriously, that the idea is to heal as many people as possible and give as many people as possible a chance to heal. So the more people doing Reiki, really the better, because there's no shortage of people
wow.
who can benefit from Reiki.
Well, so, and what do you love about teaching the classes?
I love seeing the transformation
mm-hmm.
Of the person from the beginning of class to the end of class, and the feedback they give when they say, like, you know, that the Reiki has pretty much changed their lives too, that they've opened up spiritually, that they've are feeling more sure of themselves, more confident.
Yeah.
And then they can in turn give Reiki to somebody else, which then in turn somebody else. So it's a really pay it forward, you know, take care of yourself first, but then pay it forward and heal other people, whether it's a family member or a friend.
Now, do you do chakras too? Did I read chakras on your website? What is...
Oh, so chakras...
I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with chakras.
Yes.
That's a no-brainer.
Right.
So, but is that... It's different from Reiki. Chakras are different.
Well, the chakras are your energy systems.
Oh, so you kind of use those
yes.
as to guide.
Yeah.
So you have to know about chakras in order to be a Reiki master teacher.
It is helpful to know. You could technically do Reiki without knowing about them, but the hand positions
it's that so
you learn...
Helpful.
It is. It goes right with your energy systems, your chakras.
Okay.
And then you can clear your chakras. There's so many different ways with Reikis, with crystals, and I do the crystal clearing chakra too.
Really? Clearing crystals. What is
yeah.
that?
Oh, did I say that right?
Or
chakra clearing, something like that.
Okay. What is, well, we don't have time for that. Well,
right.
but you can also do Reiki on animals.
Yes.
How do they... It's just...
Animals are very spiritual creatures. I have two cats who were surrendered to an animal shelter. And so when they came to us, they were very kind of frightened and scared and not so sure of their new surroundings. And so I used Reiki and offered it to them so that they could be more calm. And one of my favorite cat stories is one of them is particularly skittish. And she had to have her nails clipped, which she did not like at all. It was always a struggle. And my daughter would do the nail clipping. So I said, you know what? I took this animal Reiki class so that I could, you know, incorporate it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to send her Reiki.
Oh my God.
So I sent her Reiki.
I can't wait to hear.
And I gave Reiki. Now, she used to in the past, it was, you know, she would struggle and she would meow and then she would run and hide for hours like she was traumatized by the whole nail clipping. So this particular time, I sent her the Reiki. I gave her Reiki while she was having it. My daughter was able to clip her nails with a lot less fuss. And then we left and we came back maybe an hour or two later and she wasn't hiding somewhere. She was like out in the open just hanging out.
Oh my God.
So
that's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It was pretty awesome.
My dog needs her nails clipped and she won't let us do it.
Oh. Learn Reiki and send it to her.
And you can send it remotely. I think that is just phenomenal and fantastic. And I just don't even know how it works, but it's amazing. All right. Well, we got to go to break. We have one last segment. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Phyllis Simonetta. You can go to openwingshealing.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you have a sewing machine? And are you curious about quilting? Whether you're new to the quilting world or you've been quilting for years, Homestead Quilting and Fabrics is here for you. At Homestead Quilting and Fabrics, they provide a large selection of quality fabrics and notions, as well as a variety of classes for beginners and advanced quilters. They give excellent customer service at Homestead Quilting and Fabrics to their local customers and the destination quilters who visit from afar. Visit homesteadquiltingandfabrics.com today.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
But a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride in a world.
Are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Powerful song. What a feeling. Flash Dance, Irene Cara. Oh my God. That's one of my all-time favorite songs.
Just doing a little dancing myself.
It's just, it builds you up and it's so powerful. And you know, being is believing, she says, one of the lines in the being's believing. And you know, you got to have stuff to believe in.
Absolutely.
Right? We're only on the planet one life.
Right. We're here to heal. We are here for a reason.
Right.
Really, to be the best version of ourselves we can be.
Exactly.
And that's kind of what Reiki helps you do.
And, you know, some people can find other, you know, become a runner and, and you know, run the marathon and do stuff like that. But, you know, if you're looking for something,
right,
this could be, who is the ideal person for Reiki? You don't have to be spiritual, but you can become more spiritual, right? Right?
You certainly can.
Who else is this ideal for?
So the ideal client is someone who is, you know, willing to take that leap of faith to say, you know what, there's something more that I can do for myself. I can heal myself. I can be partly in charge. I can be in charge of my own healing. And what can I do to make myself better?
And it really goes back to your own experience where you had that summer.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're listening and you are experiencing depression or anxiety or panic attacks or things of that nature, which I do have some of that stuff myself on some occasions.
Right.
That's not the only reason you would want to come to Reiki.
Right.
But if it is, then I love that free will term.
It is. It Reiki can really pretty much help with anything that you want it to help you with.
Yeah. So if you're just feeling unbalanced, mm-hmm. if you have some issues mm-hmm. and you've tried a few other things, maybe other things haven't worked.
Right. And so this is an option for you.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this show right now, mm-hmm. quite possibly you are ready to receive Reiki. Oh, my God. You
yes.
said that at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you're listening right now, this might just be another step.
Right.
The
universe gives us messages in little bits and pieces. Mm. So, right. By you listening to this show, you might be thinking, yeah, okay, I'm ready for something new, ready for something
yeah.
different. I'm ready to be at my optimal health, be at my best.
Now, I know that some other modalities and things, sometimes you have to, you can't do it on your own,
mm-hmm.
right? You can't do Reiki on your own.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yes, you can.
If really?
You, yes. So,
if I go to a session.
Well, if you go to a session, then you get the Reiki from the Reiki practitioner. And even Reiki practitioners should go get Reiki from someone else because we still need Reiki, even though we're giving Reiki all the time and we can give Reiki to ourselves. But once you start taking classes, once you get your Reiki 1, you can give yourself Reiki, and then you can give Reiki to yourself. You can give Reiki to your friends, your family, to animals, even to plants.
Oh, really?
Yes. Do you want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
I even gave Reiki to my Blendtec that was broken, and it started working.
Wait a minute. What is
it? No, my Blendtec blender.
What's a Blendtec blender?
It's a blender, and it's a high-power
blender. Is it
like blender.
The bullet thing?
It's kind of. It's a very high-power blender. And I
you
know.
You gave Reiki to your blender.
I really, really did. So this is one of the other things that I was like, okay, I believe that Reiki can not only heal live things, it can
heal
inanimate objects. So
well, because it's made of energy.
It's made of energy.
Everything is made of energy.
Exactly. It just depends on what kind of energy form it takes. Yeah.
Yep. So if I come, we're almost out of time.
Oh, no, already?
I know. We have like 2 minutes. So if I come and have a session,
mm-hmm.
I can't then after the session perform Reiki on myself. I would need to become a Reiki teacher.
Well, you don't even have to become a Reiki teacher. You can just receive the level 1.
Oh.
So the Reiki master
How many
teacher,
classes is that?
That's one day.
One day, yep. one class.
One day, and the hours depends on how many people are in the class.
I just want to do
that
for fun.
Yeah, you totally could. You
so
totally
so I can do it for fun. I don't have to become a Reiki Master teacher.
Nope, you don't. It's really for your own personal growth. I did the Reiki Master teacher because of my teaching background. I want to teach.
You
I want
teach
to get it out
okay.
there.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right. We are out of time.
No.
I know. Well, you're going to have to come back someday.
I would love to.
Because you're fantastic.
This
so,
is great. Thank you, Nicole.
This was fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing all of this information. I want to leave you with one final thought. Sometimes the universe can lead us to where we are meant to be. And frankly, you are so meant to be what you are doing. Phyllis Simonetta, openwingshealing.com. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power. Reiki is power.
Yes.